And on this beautiful fall Tuesday afternoon, let's travel over to Appleton and visit with head librarian Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Aren't the trees beautiful?
Oh, I love this weather. I mean, this is my favorite time of year.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just so beautiful, the cool, crisp, but not too cold temperatures. And then all those beautiful colors. I mean, oh, how could you not love Minnesota at this time anyway?
That's right. Last year we planted a maple tree in our backyard. And it's still young and small, but man, it really, the leaves on it are just gorgeous right now, so. Hopefully the wind don't blow them off sometime.
I know. That's what also happens.
All right. Yeah, beautiful day. And a beautiful day to talk about what's happening at the Appleton Library, Cindy.
Well, we are really gearing up for our costume parade and pumpkin awards party that's going to be happening on the 26th. It's Saturday the 26th at 10:30. And so right now we have a lot of pumpkins that children and families can pick up and enter into our pumpkin decorating contest, because we, of course, have awards and prizes and games and treats and all sorts of stuff for on the 26th. And so yesterday, we just opened up all the pumpkins. And so if you check our Facebook page, you'll see we've got a lot of pumpkins for people to pick up.
Wow.
And quite a few picked them up yesterday. And, oh, it's so much fun when they come back and how decorated they are and the originality and everything. I mean, we've got judges that are going to be coming in and judging them once they're returned. But if you are looking for something fun to do with your children, stop on down, pick up a pumpkin, and enter our pumpkin decorating contest. You can pick them up now, anytime now, and they need to be returned on the 24th. So you get a couple weeks, really, to do the decorating and the creating. But they have to be returned by the 24th in order to be entered in the contest. We're so lucky. We went and picked some up. George and I picked some up.
Mm-hmm.
But we got some great donations from Colleen and Dave Tossel. The Tatchies donated some things, some pumpkins as well. We were really lucky. The community has helped us out quite a bit on getting these pumpkins. So, you know, we've got quite a few of them here. And it should be a super fun time for children and families. Anyway, mm-hmm. So keep that in mind. Also coming up this week, in fact, on Wednesday, we've got Minute to Win It, an after-school kind of fun game for kids. Also on Thursday, Prairie 5 will be here with Laura Thomas for any questions or concerns that you have. And, of course, you know, every Wednesday we've got something exciting coming up. Something to look forward to is we're going to have an author here. We have an author, Matt Golden, is going to be here on the 14th of November, and not only is he an author that writes books, but he has written for television. So if you've ever seen an episode of Seinfeld, he has written for that show.
Oh, wow.
I know. He's written for quite a few television shows, too, so that'll be an interesting addition to having an author here. Not only is he an author of some really great books, Mystery, Suspense, which we've got a bunch of them on display now for people to check out and kind of help prepare, because you've got about a month to prepare for his visit.
Mm-hmm.
And also we've pulled some DVDs with some of the episodes and shows that he has written for television. I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah, when is he going to be at the Appleton Library?
Matt Golden's going to be at the library on the 14th of November at 1:00 in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Keep that in mind. Just kind of something fun to have and something kind of different in November.
Mm-hmm. Good.
To look forward to, huh?
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, look forward to that.
So should we move into what people are reading?
Sure, okay. Sure. Sounds fabulous. Of course, there are so many new books right now. I mean, I almost could just give you a list of some authors because there's so many new ones. Ina Garten has a new book out in nonfiction called Be Ready When the Luck Happens. It's a memoir of the cookbook author and Food Network host. So something kind of interesting. Malcolm Gladwell has a new book out called The Revenge of the Tipping Point. It's through a series of stories. Gladwell talks about various kinds of epidemics. Mm. Also, to highlight some new fiction books, we've got Lies He Told Me by James Patterson and David Ellis. It's an act of heroism by an Illinois pub owner may lead to his undoing. Louise Erdrich has a new book out called The Mighty Red. In Argus, North Dakota, people experience the delicate connections of the climate, the economy, spirituality, and one another. And Louise Erdrich owns and lives in Minnesota. She owns a bookstore downtown Minneapolis. Mm. Danielle Steele has a new book out called Triangle, and we've got a lot of Danielle Steele fans out there, and it's a woman who runs an art gallery in Paris, falls for a publisher who is married and reconnects with an old college boyfriend. Mm. Lots of new things to talk about, lots of new things being released in October, and if you have a favorite author, or a series that you are following, stop on down. We'll let you know if there's a new book out, or we can recommend something exciting for you to pick up and read this fall.
Right. What's your book club reading, Cindy?
Well, in preparation for Matt Goldman coming in November, we are reading one of his books called Carolina Moonset.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah, so we're kind of, you know, preparing a little bit for any of us that are able to make it to his visit on the 14th of November at 1 o'clock. Okay. So I'll be talking about that leading up to the visit, because I just think it's so cool that that he also has written for television.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. Seinfeld's one of my favorite, all-time favorite TV shows.
I know. It's kind of like a show about nothing,
yep.
But it's so funny. That's why it would be interesting to ask, you know, how do you write a show really about nothing, you know?
That's right, yeah.
But he's written for Ellen. Ellen, know, the TV show. Anyway, and then also I think The Adventures of Old Christine was something else, if I remember on the top of my head.
Okay.
Anyway, so exciting.
Yeah, it is. That's for sure. So, yeah, well, I can't wait to hear what the book's about next time we talk. So.
Sure.
Where's the library located and when you open, Cindy?
Well, we are located at 50 East Rooney, and we are open on Mondays and Fridays, 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, 10 to 7, and Saturdays, 10 to 2. You can find us, the latest happenings on Facebook, check out our website for some information, and of course, call us at 320-289-1681, but it's always fun to see a friendly face, so stop on down and visit us, and visit us in our always new space.
Yep.
We've got a lot of people that pop in that haven't even been here yet, even though we've been open a year, so.
Yep, that's right.
It's fun.
And you do a good job posting on the Appleton Public Library Facebook page, too, what's happening. So.
Yeah, we try. We do our best because we just love to share all of the different things that we have going on here.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right, Cindy, thank you, and we'll talk to you next time then.
Sounds fabulous. You have a great week.
Cindy Hendricks with the Appleton Public Library.